today from the OddsTrader.com studio here at Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info that you need. We'll talk some betting on the Golden Globes with Richard Roper in about 5 minutes. Wanted to give you this good tweet. StatMuse on Twitter. The Joker is having a historical season. 27 points per game, 10.9 boards, 8.4 assists. The shooting has been lights out, 56% from the floor, 41 from three, 87.5 from the free throw line. He is on pace to become the first player in NBA history to average 25, 10, and 8 on 55% shooting from the floor in a season. And he is one of the shortest shots on the board, along with LeBron and Embiid, to win the MVP. I don't have any action on him. I don't think he's going to win the award.
No. No. I agree with that, too.
Phenomenal season.
You're well said. You're right. The other thing, too, we tell you, know the rules. Have as much outs as possible. But this is important, too, with totals and shopping around. And, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed the discussion with Matt Vaskirjan 90 minutes ago. I don't think you're going to see refunds. I do think you're going to see refunds in the NBA, though. Now, at William Hill, they say you got to play 150 games in baseball. But you saw what happened with the Cardinals and the Marlins. They'll knock these games out, no problem.
Oh, sure.
They'll play these doubleheaders, 7-8 doubleheaders, no problem. Be good with it. You're right back on track. Now, in the NBA, you're in trouble. Memphis and San Antonio have to play 40 games in 68 days. That's not happening. And how many are they going to miss? You have another scenario where a team is on pause, and you got to put you can't make the games up. Everything's set now. Once we get as the schedule came out yesterday. See, for instance, the Clippers play 34 times in 67 games. I don't think you're going to say all these teams get in 70 or 72. What the Spurs, and that's another case for Dallas to win the division, that the Spurs and Grizzlies are going to try to fit 40 games in 68 days. Season over May 16th. Play-in round May 18th through the 21st. Playoffs start May 22nd. You can't get the games in.
I think you're right.
They're already scrambled and packed in. You're going to see 5 and 7 already. They're going to run out of room. There's no time. Everything's set.
That is a big ask in the NBA.
Absolutely.
When they have fought for years to eliminate back-to-backs, that kind of a deal, and the whole load, man, what's that going to look like on game number 32 in night number 56? Teams are going to be like, I'm not playing tonight. Screw this. I'm dead.
Yep. Could be a fiasco with some of these teams.
And let me give you this tweet from Diana Russini. Does a great job covering the NFL for ESPN. J.J. Watt has received several offers from teams. You want to guess what the best offer is so far on an annual basis? How much money?
Now, the market has cooled on Mariota, I just read. The best, not a lot of interest?
Received several offers from teams. J.J.
Watt. Several
offers.
Excuse me. What's the best offer?
The best offer he received, or I can't even believe I'm saying this, is between $15 and $16 million per year.
Oh my God.
According to her sources. What team is going to give him between 15? Are you out of your mind?
Oh,
you think you're getting
God.
The J.J. Watt from 7 years ago? Again, drug tested. I don't even care if you pass it, you're fired. That would be asinine to give him between $15 and $16 million a year.
Oh, wow. Wow.
We'll try to make you some money betting the Golden Globes. Longtime film critic Richard Roper is going to join the program. Does he like any long shots? We'll ask him coming up next.
This is Brent Musburger, here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Dustin Johnson, the 6-1 favorite to win the World Golf Championship Workday Championship at the concession in Bradenton, Florida. John Rahm, 9-1. Xander Schauffele, 12-1. Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy, both at 16-1. Patrick Cantlay was also at 16-1, but he has withdrawn from the tournament. Florida Panthers in first place of the Central Division with a 12-4-2 record, laying $1.30 at home today against Dallas, 6 over at the BB&T Center. In the NBA, the Kings look to end an 8-game slide. They're a 1.5-point road dog at the Knicks. Brooklyn winners of 7 straight, laying 7.5 against Orlando. VSiN experts are analyzing all the hoops, hockey, tennis, and soccer action every day to help make you a sharper better. Right now, you can get everything we have to offer, including our upcoming bracket betting guide through the College Hoops Finals for just $50. Invest in your sports betting success today, vsin.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Sena.
Get the latest VSin odds at vsin.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
It's time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
It's good to have you on board here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network from the Circa Hotel and Casino, Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. We'll talk a little gambling on the Golden Globes here momentarily with a friend of the show, longtime film critic Richard Roper, who joins the program now. Good morning, Richard. It's been a long time. How are you?
You know, it's so great to be back on the sexiest show this side of Bridgerton. So it's a thrill for me, guys.
Yeah, hard to believe. Hard to believe. My wife has watched the show twice already. She wants to watch it a third time. No joke.
Yeah, it's one of those phenomenons. You know, like some of these shows come out of nowhere and you can tell within just a couple of viewings. Like The Queen's Gambit last year was a classic example. Everyone was like, What is this? It's about a chess prodigy in the 50s and she's an orphan and she's addicted to pills. What is this? And then you watch 5 minutes into it. You can just tell, guys, when something just has that intangible something that's going to have you hooked.
Yes, I agree. Well said. And also, you know, what's interesting, when you go on Netflix, they now have, you know, the top 10 what's trending in the most popular shows. And a lot of times they don't let me down. Well, you just see what's going on. And I'll give you a perfect example of what I knocked out last week. The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel. Unbelievable.
Yes.
Now, I thought Night Stalker was better, but more on that coming up, although it's different. But that was trending, and that was big on social media. You are hooked if you watch the first 5 minutes of that thing, saying, oh, my God, a hotel like this actually existed? What's going on?
Yeah, they even had a kind of an inside joke about it on Saturday Night Live last week. They said, coming to you live from the Cecil Hotel, we couldn't afford anything else.
Yes.
I'll give you guys a quick preview for everybody. In that same vein, there's a show coming out, a true crime limited documentary series called on Netflix called Murder Among Mormons. And it's about the true life case back in the 80s, where there was this big scandal in the Mormon church and these documents were surfacing, and were they real? Were they not? It rocked the whole church. And then there were a couple of explosions in Salt Lake City and people were murdered, and it was all tied into this thing. The case is unbelievable. I knew nothing about it. That's one of the amazing things about these true crime things. You know, I mean, some of you mentioned the Night Stalker. We heard of the Night Stalker. You know, we heard of John Wayne Gacy and some of these horrible, terrible monsters.
Right.
But, you know, some of these other ones, like I'll Be Gone in the Dark, which was another, that was HBO, another great docuseries. These are crimes that people either, it's before your time, or there are unfortunately so many of them. We didn't know about this, you know, these incredible stories. And I got to say, the filmmakers do an amazing job with shows like that.
Yes. Okay. Did you, another one that was trending and was big and just came out, did you watch Behind Her Eyes?
Yeah, that's another great one. You know, that's the thing too. Unfortunately, in America, they're never going to run out of these stories, guys. And in a different vein, because we're talking mostly about, you know, murder and high crimes like that. But, you know, the Allen versus Farrow, Woody Allen, Mia Farrow documentary, four-parter on HBO. And that's another thing that's just almost heartbreaking to watch because, you know, to this day, we're never going to know what really happened. But we know some terrible things happen between people who loved each other. And to see how that – and you guys got to remember, in the early 90s, you know, that was still when Time and Newsweek and the tabloids were ruling the day and, you know, the network shows. So if something like that happened – I mean, I can't even imagine if something like that happened in the day and age of social media, how the world would explode.
Yeah. Hey, Richard, what's the best show that you've watched, maybe going all the way back to the beginning of the pandemic or over the last couple of months? I've tried like 10 times. I've told Pauly – you have to watch Ted Lasso on Apple TV. That might be my favorite. What is yours?
You know, that's actually a great pick. And you guys probably know, if your folks, you know, if the listeners don't know, the story behind Ted Lasso is amazing, guys. Jason Sudeikis, of course, they created that character for an ad campaign. Remember when the Premier League was going to come to NBC? So it's actually, you know, and it was about 5 years ago, the idea of this kind of Midwestern football coach goes to coach soccer across the pond, knows nothing about the game. Now, the idea of taking a commercial character and turning it into a television show has been done before. They tried it with the Geico Cavemen. Raise your hand if you remember the Geico Cavemen sitcom. That didn't last too long. Believe it or not, they even did a made-for-TV movie back in the 70s based on the famous Coca-Cola commercial with Mean Joe Green and the kid where he throws the kid the jersey. They made a whole movie out of that. But nobody's really figured out a way to do it. But Ted Lasso, it is so funny and so smart. And, you know, they filmed it all in London. They are very true to the sport, to the pubs where people watch football, as they call it across the pond. It shocked me how good it was, because I thought, okay, this is some kind of a one joke comedy, but each episode, you know, it had more heart, it had more depth, and they did a great thing where they had Ted's assistant kind of explaining all the rules of soccer to Ted. So for American audiences that don't know that much about it, they're like, okay, it's called a kit, not a uniform. It's called a pitch, not a field. So it kind of walked it through it, but it had really a lot of cool surprises and twists and turns, and it's obviously coming back for a second and third season now.
We talked about this about a month ago. Did you watch Operation Odessa?
I didn't. Oh. I did not watch Operation Odessa.
Okay, get on that, my friend. You will thank me later. That's yeah, a watch. Okay. That's
you know, it's so interesting because you and I, the three of us have talked about this, you know, for years now. And even though it's my job to see everything and I'm doing like 12 reviews a week, whether it's streaming series, TV shows, movies, it's impossible to keep up with the content.
It's just
impossible.
It is.
And so I always appreciate it when, you know, and I got publicists helping me out. I got studios helping me out. I'm lucky I get to see all this stuff in advance, but I still love it when I get recommendations because I'm like, oh, that slipped through the cracks on me. Oh, I was busy, you know, doing other stuff that week. So we live in the platinum age of content in terms of television and streaming, and even movies, even though we're still just getting back to the theaters, there's never been such an avalanche of quality material in the history of entertainment.
Richard Roper, our guest. Follow the money, Pauly and Mitch Vieson. Follow him on Twitter, Richard E. Roper, and listen to his podcast, available on all platforms, called Screen Time. What do you think? Anything stick out to you with the odds, with the Golden Globes? I mean, can the Crown be really that? I watched the first season, not bad, but it's an $8 favorite. I love the Trial of the Chicago 7. I thought that was a good picture, but did you find anything here, some value with the Golden Globe Sunday?
Yeah, there is some value there. You know, guys, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which votes on the Golden Globes, it's an organization of like 90 people. So, you know, as opposed to the Academy, which votes for the Oscars, where they have about 10,000 members. So when you only have 80 people voting, it's kind of like when somebody gets picked to the All-Star team with the NBA and you're like, wait a minute, how did that happen? You don't need that many votes, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people were surprised that Emily in Paris, for example, it got a best a TV series musical comedy nomination. It got an actor nomination for Lily Collins. And I look at the best actress in TV series musical comedy, and Catherine O'Hara for Schitt's Creek is the favorite, and she should be. She's wonderful. But guys, Lily Collins is 12-1. And if you look at the fact, first of all, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Lily Collins is, you know, British-American, but the show's set in Paris. They kind of tend to go for shows that they dig that feel not anti-American at all, but it's not an American show, so to speak. So I like Lily Collins at 12-1.
Wow, that would be a nice way to get the night going, obviously. I told Paulie that I watched the show the other day. It's really good, and she's great. And 12-1, I think Catherine O'Hara, like you said, is dynamite in Schitt's Creek, but 12-1 on Lily? Sure, why not? Anything else? Like, how about the best actor TV series? Can you make it? I can't believe that Odenkirk is 16-1. Like, he's the fifth shot in the category.
Yeah, I mean, and he's great. I know we all love that show. I think he's good at 16-1. That's actually, you know, a category that nobody's a huge favorite. I would look at Al Pacino for a series on HBO called Hunters at 750. In other words, about, you know, almost 8-1 there, guys. First of all, Al Pacino's, you know, universally beloved. He's also playing a Nazi hunter in kind of a, it was kind of really well done. It was, you know, they're going after people in present day, and he's great in it. That is another, you know, subject matter that appeals to awards voters and should. So I like Al Pacino there at plus 750.
Okay, it's another one. So Lily at plus $12, Pacino at plus 750. Best actor, TV series, musical comedy. We talked about Ted Lasso, obviously. Sudeikis is minus $2. Eugene Levy in Schitt's Creek is plus 160. And then you have some other candidates there as well. Anything stand out to you there, Richard?
Yeah, well, the thing about, you know, Schitt's Creek, and, you know, I wouldn't count out any of the actors, and I love Eugene Levy, but especially because it was the final season, and awards voters love final season send-offs. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, yeah, we love that show, but we never – and you saw that with the Emmy, that Schitt's Creek swept the Emmys. And it was always good, but it hadn't really gotten that kind of recognition until its final season.
What do you think of Ozark and where we're at with that show? Because Paulie and I thought season 3, maybe a tough watch. Like, the brother kind of destroyed the show. The yelling and the screaming was a little bit over the top. Did you like the way season three wrapped up?
I actually couldn't agree with you guys more. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about that. And I thought that the storyline with the brother, and it's not necessarily the actor's fault, it's the way the role was written. Mm-hmm. I thought it was over the top. And I thought it took us away from characters we care so much about. You know, you mentioned The Crown. It makes sense because it covers decades to introduce new characters every season.
Yeah.
And we've seen that with other great shows, with Game of Thrones. But in this case, it's set in kind of real time. Like, a day is a day long. It doesn't skip back and forth 20 years. And we have that core group of six or seven characters who are so fascinating. And every time we went to that storyline with the brother and his problems and we followed him, I kept thinking, I want to get back to Jason Bateman and Laura Linney and everybody else who's the core. So I thought, as it happens a lot with series, that the third season was a bit of a stumble, and I hope they right the ship, because the first two were as good as anything we've seen this decade.
Yep, agreed.
Good point. What is this going to look like when we return back to normal? And you see what's going on with HBO Max, and the Bond movie's been pushed back five times, but is it just going to be an avalanche of great content and movies, and what this is going to look like when we can go back to the theaters and when life returns to normal?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, certain things have changed forever. You mentioned HBO Max, Warner Brothers. From now on, any Warner Brothers theatrical release way past the pandemic, it's going to come to HBO Max the same Friday that it opens in theaters. And I think some of the other studios are learning, and this is a horrible way to find out, that, you know, there are a lot of people who will pay $20 to see a movie over the weekend because they weren't going to go to the theater in the first place. You know, the opening weekend is really the bastion for young people. That's who heads out to the movies on opening weekend. The rest of us go maybe a week or two down the line. But if for $29 you could, you know, watch a movie, well, listen, it's going to cost you more than that to drive to the theater, maybe pay for a babysitter, you know, get concessions and all of that. So what you're going to see is, and we're starting to see the theaters open up a lot more. You're going to see in the next 2 months, I really do believe by 4th of July, most of the theaters in America will be reopened with restrictions, of course, but you're still going to see a hell of a lot of people are going to say, let's just watch this at home. And you'll have the opportunity to do that.
Yep. Tell us about the new podcast available everywhere. It's called Screen Time.
It's called Screen Time, guys. It's a twice weekly podcast. I'm doing it with my old radio partner, Ro Khan. We talk about all the stuff that you guys and I talk about. You know, we obviously talk about movies, streaming, pop culture, some sports, mostly sports media coverage. And the response has been great. As you mentioned, it's on all the platforms. So just all you have to do is just Google Screen Time and Richard Roper, and you'll find it. So we're having a lot of fun with that, and I appreciate you mentioning it.
Yeah, good to talk to you again, sir. Be good. Let's catch up
soon. Always, guys. Anytime.
You got it. There
Take
you go.
Well done. Well done. He is right. And I did this over vacation. You get lost on Netflix. There's just so much content and material and stuff to watch.
It is too much.
Oh, this is new. This is dropping. You know, I knocked Night Stalker, phenomenal. Operation Odessa. It's not that good, but the vanishing at the Cecil Hotel, it's like, how could this even happen? Yeah. One of the first couple episodes. Then the internet sluice and some of the other stuff at the end, but a little tough to take. But it's an incredible story.
I read something.
Behind Her Eyes, not bad. There's so many great things on there, and I'm not even talking about movies, but then
Scorsese's not happy with the industry.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Another quote?
He basically said, I can't stand right now because it's getting content out as quickly as you possibly can. And he thought it's terrible because he likes to take as much time as possible putting his movies together, and he thinks it's bad. I don't know. To me, you can't keep up with any of this stuff. Again, Richard, if you're just tuning in right now, trying to make you some money betting the Golden Globes for those of you that can find this kind of market to bet on. Lily Collins at 12-1 in her category, and then Al Pacino, best actor, plus +750. And you said that you watched the show?
Yeah, he's good in it. Yeah, it's a good show.
Okay.
Loses a little steam at the end, but it's unique, and I enjoyed it.
Feedback on the tipping story that we talked about a little bit earlier. This is from John. Should I name the casino? John's email.
I would not.
He went to a property on the Strip. He goes out with the wife every single year. They come in from Philly. He's got $1,000 on him. He places $330 on three college football games on a Friday night. He doesn't want to oversleep, anything like that. So his wife goes for a massage. He goes back to ask for a couple of drinks, and he's walking around. He goes up, found the person that actually took the bets, And he was told from a strip property, nope, $500 a game minimum to get one free drink.
All right, I have an idea where that is. That is, wow.
So three different bets, totally $990, not good enough for a free Bud Light.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And he said, on principle alone, I've never been back.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. If you've been going there every single year and all of a sudden they change the rules to something like that.
Now? Sure.
No way.
10 years ago, there's a place I'd go to all the time. You bet $10, I'd give you one. You bet $20, I'd give you two.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay.
During March Madness, when I first, like early 2000s, mid 2000s, a lot of books in town. You're right. You bet whatever, $20, $50 on a game. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't even look. Here's three, four drink tickets.
Spots,
go ahead.
Yeah, the local spots. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so follow the money here on VSiN. Email is always open. It's ftm@vsin.com. FTM is for follow the money at vsin.com. Always appreciate getting your feedback here on the program. Paulie will run down bad beats, line moves from last night. We call it win-lose. Coming up next.
Days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. As always, a $250 match bonus, fastest payouts, only one-time playthrough. BetRivers is your hometown book. Offer good in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. No good, not valid in Iowa. Available at PlaySugarHouse.com in New Jersey. Must be 21. Time for win-lose.
Rough night? Good night? How does it make you feel? Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today in Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
As always, love hearing from you. You guys make the show, dog videos, whatever it may be, chiming in. And Chris Hartman and other people have mentioned the bad beat in the Virginia total. 29 points in the last 337 to go over by two. 15 of 16 from the line, 4 of 6 from 3, and apparently there was a bunch of points in the final minute as well. That was a tough one.
Yep.
Like the Stars, first period over, a goal and a half. They scored 50 seconds into the game. No Zidi. Nothing the rest of the way. Dallas 12-2 to the under in the first period as they get the shutout win. Bad for the books. Offshore, the Lakers opened 6 and a, excuse me, the Jazz opened 6 and a half. Other places opened 7.5, closed 9, and they hammered the Lakers. They have won, they've won 22 of their last 24, and 20 of the 22 wins are by double digits. Lose some. Warriors over, 228 up to 231. Rockets over, 217 up to 221. Spurs 2.5 down to pick. Pelicans 9.5 up to 11.5, fell 10. Suns laying 9, Kent State minus 7, Virginia 11.5, Greensboro 14, Seton Hall 7.5, Boston University 9, Dayton Lane 8. All lost outright. Ton of upsets yesterday.
Yep.
In the world of sports. Sometimes it's how it goes. And the madness is upon us as the Horizon League has their conference championship tournament that starts tonight. Win some. Sent it from a loyal viewer and listener. This was at on the Strip. That's a $29,000 straight flush on Let It Ride. Look at all those chips.
It's a pretty good feeling right there.
Yeah, where's the salsa? That is awesome. God. Great feeling, yeah. And the thumbs, yeah, there you go.
By the way, he has a Circus Sports shirt on.
Oh, beautiful.
Do we know this guy?
Well done, sir. Good for you. Look at that. Love seeing those pictures. Keep them coming. And you can always email ftm@vsin.com. Love the dog videos at Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Look at this guy. Hope you're having a good day. This guy's smart. He picks it up no problem. Yeah, get the running start.
I love the jumping.
Yep.
More than anything
like a little batting practice, yep. The tennis ball comes flying out. He grabs it. Comes right back in, dumps it back in.
Oh, we should have had Vaskurjan do play-by-play for this.
Right. There he goes.
There's a drive deep to center field.
That is a great video. That is excellent. More dog video. Like I sent one in from Iowa. We'll play his tomorrow. Lose some?
I can't even. This is nuts.
Look at this guy. This is at the Red Rock. This is old. But this guy is playing two machines at the same time. Look at how fast he's playing. And how he... Oh, okay, back. Rapid fire. Look at this. What's in that coffee? What's in that drink?
Yeah,
I'll
right.
have what he's at. Look at the speed. How is it even enjoyable?
Okay, here again. Decision on the air. Executive. Let's save this video the next time Bob Dancer comes in.
Okay.
There's no way you can be 100% effective, right?
Playing
to your strategy, the best way to win, you're going to miss something on two machines going this fast.
You know, it's tough out there, too, with the weather and what everyone's having to dealing with, especially on the East Coast. Come on out and visit. This is yesterday. This is Stadium Swim at Circa. Look at that. 70 degrees, beautiful women, cocktails.
Can I buy this?
Six pools.
As a Las Vegas casino top shot? I want this highlight.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 100,000. There you go.
Jeff Seeley traded again last night. Again, 74,000 people in front of him in line.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. And one more, lose some. This is in Canada. Guy walked by. It's February 24th at the time. Hey, look at this. The lights are up. The reindeer. It's what a fiasco. He took a picture hoping the owners would come out. To no avail. To no avail. Montreal bounces back tonight, too. Good job. Thank you. It's a great thing about this show. Got the guy in New Hampshire watches every day on Nesson. Remember they were getting hit by all the snowstorms? Yeah. And he sent a picture in of what it was looking like. A dog was caught in the blizzard. We put him on TV in 10 minutes. That's great.
The house in our neighborhood finally pulled their Christmas stuff down.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, they really like to flaunt it, by the way. They keep all the windows open the entire time. They just say, look at this, huh?
Take a look in, right.
Yeah. Happy Festivus going on in our house. They finally took it down like earlier this week. And again, windows were wide. It's like, okay. I get it. You're happy. You're a happy family. I don't want to see the Christmas tree on Valentine's Day. Get out of here with that nonsense.
No.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN. We're getting a good reaction to the tipping story that we talked about earlier today. We can reset that coming up. Great response from Jeff Benson, who works here at Circus Sports. What happened to him a couple years ago? Well, who knows how long ago it was at a different property. But when he hit a bettor who won more than $200,000, we'll get to that. And In Pocket plays what we like, what we're betting tonight, coming up next.
Algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Skies up with a left-handed tomahawk slam! Woo!
What are the odds that this is in any way real?
I'd say like 10,000 to 1.
Okay, I'd like 10 bucks for some of those odds.
If someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything, you take it. If John Mellencamp ever wins an Oscar, I am going to be a very rich dude.
I bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-to-1 odds.
Nope.
5-to-1.
Nope.
10-to-1.
You're out.
All right, here we go. In Pocket plays. To recap from last night, Devin Booker over 25.5 points. I like the angle that he was an all-star snub. And that LeBron James tweeted about him, calling him the most disrespected player in the NBA. Then did you see what happened like 2 hours before tip-off? They announced that because of Anthony Davis's injury, he was going to take his spot. And I'm like, oh, God, that's the worst thing that could happen.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He had 16 points in the first quarter,
yeah.
19 at halftime. Then foul trouble right away in the third quarter. Barely played. Got over, though. He had 33, so that was a winner. Heat.
Good job.
With a winner last night against the Raptors. And I'm on the Knicks have been dynamite in the first half.
Dynamite? They've covered 10 in a row.
Yeah, it's great. What word should I use?
It's good. Yeah, and the Kings have lost 8 in a row overall. So they come limping in.
I like the Knicks minus 1 point first half.
Nice job, Suns. Ridiculous.
Ugh.
So they've won 9 of 11.
Sickening.
They've won 9 of 11. The two losses, they blew a 17-point lead against Charlotte and blew a 24-point lead in the third quarter to the Nets. I mean, come on, guys. All right. I agree with a lot of what Baskerjian said earlier. the Yankees are going to win 97 games? Now, a lot has to go right with that pitching staff. But those are some interesting comments, too, not only by Britton, you can't pick your teammates. What Luke Voit said, well, he apologized, but what does that mean? So, you know, Herman, Kluber, Tyone, not to mention the offensive stars are injury-prone, too. And the Mets are going to win 92 games in that division? I don't see it. I'm with Matt. I still respect the Braves, and I don't think the Nats and Phillies are pushovers either, or the Marlins. So I'll take the Mets under, and I'll take the Twins under 90. And I don't think that's – I think a lot of things fell into place with the Twins, and Ken Maeda do that again, Mike Palm's guy. All right, Jeremy Plunk, today's Horse Racing Plays Express Bet Editor-in-Chief. Going with a long shot off the bat. I like it. Gulfstream, race 5. He likes the 2. Proud Contender, 12-1 on the morning line. The jockey's been on fire the last 2 weeks. 10 winners, 4 of them paying $20 or more. A win place bet there. Gulfstream, race 9. He likes the 7. Can't Buy Love, 9-2 on the morning line. You can bet these races and more using First Bet, the preferred horse betting app of VSiN. Offers AI-assisted handicapping wager in more than 300 racetracks, HD live horse races and replays. First.com/bet/Vegas100. Use promo code Vegas100 to get up to $100 match bonus on your first deposit. There you go. Good job, Jeremy. Let's go.
Let's put up a couple of tweets here. We discussed this in the first hour of today's program. First, this is from Ed Teach. That's what he goes by. Real name is Mark DeRosa. And he was asking ticket writers and or supervisors, what is the best tip a sports bettor has tipped the writer or the staff in the book? What was the situation? Win and tip amount. And so he was getting a bunch of responses on this. It's always a good, you know, talking point and a discussion. Jeffrey Benson, who works here at Circa, we're going to have to get Jeffrey on to tell this story.
Did he elaborate on how he was surprised by the answers and other tweets?
I don't know that answer.
I was interested in what he actually expected. And we talked to Fitz, who's been in the industry for a long time and worked his way up. Nothing warrants a tip to a manager. Supervisor who spends time tracking down a lost ticket, puts in some work, that deserves a tip. Same writer every day, no mistakes. Throw him some cash. Gets you in when busy. Extra drink tickets. Friendly. Yeah.
So put yourself in the shoes of Jeffrey Benson, who works here at Circa now. He was at Palace Station before coming here. He tweeted this out. When he was a writer at Palace Station, a new gentleman from the Strip came to play with us. He ended up hitting this ticket plus a couple of round robins, making the total payout just north of $250,000. He pieced me off $4K, and the next day I had to tell him he was banned. You think you have this, you know, tremendous rapport out of the gates.
Can he do it again?
With a new guy, right? And then the next day he's told from higher-ups, nah, this guy can't bet here anymore. And he hit it was an 8-team baseball parlay for a dime. That paid $209,000, and as Jeffrey said, some other round robins, a little bit more than $250,000. What a feeling that must have been for Jeff. $4,000 tip? Sorry, you can't bet here anymore. Some of the responses on Twitter we're getting. This is from @Latham. I go to the horse window. I bet $20 on the favorite. Slide the writer a 10. Always gets me a few extra tickets.
Sure.
If it wins, I go back to the same writer to cash, tip again, and a few more. When you factor in the price of a drink, I always come out on top.
Absolutely.
That's good. This is from Eric Biggio here in Las Vegas. Was behind the counter for close to 15 years as a writer, supervisor, and a manager. The best tips, in my opinion, were the customers who put you in action. A $10 bet on a horse race, etc. VIP at Aria that consistently bet $50,000 for himself would put in $1,000 to $2,000 for the writers on the same game.
Oh, wow.
Now that's incredible.
Wow.
That's going way over the
top. That's Kerry Packer, the legendary whale.
Yeah.
Australian media mogul who passed away. He'd play $50,000, $100,000 a hand and then play for the dealers and would tip up. He would tip if he lost. But if you told the man about town at that time, Norm, he'd cut you off. If word would get out about what he tipped, no more. No mas.
Wasn't that incredible?
He was something. There will be no one like Kerry Packer again.
He took
$20 million from the MGM in one night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sure.
Sear told that story. Yep. Lost his bonus right before Christmas.
Oh. Yep. And the nuggets that Norm used to get.
Oh, I know.
Writing for the local paper here in town.
Oh.
It was incredible. Did it for a long, long time. And then when I first moved to town, reading him like what, three times a week or whatever in the RJ.
The sightings were interesting.
Oh, my
the players
God.
Would, yep, yep. What would play, what would tip, who would lose, all that.
Yep. I beat him once to a story. I beat him one time, and that was to the Johnny Manziel story.
Uh-huh.
Came out to Vegas before week 17 on a Saturday night and had that a mustache and a blonde wig. And he sat, I saw the whole, the seating arrangement that night at the club. His table said Johnny Football. I mean,
what a dope.
The actual nickname that you go by.
He tweeted out, we put on Insta, nothing to see here. I'm just hanging out with my dog.
And yeah. Slow night at the house.
Yeah. That's when you're probably saying the Browns have made a mistake. I don't think this is going to work out. They went in to check on him once and he was still hung over. They could still smell alcohol in his breath, I think.
That's right.
Getting ready. Oh.
All right, up next, we'll go over tonight's card. A lot of games, NBA, NHL, college basketball as well. Coming up here, Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up with promo code VSIN2K. Two risk-free bets up to $2,000. You can bet with PointsBet, and when you do, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and fast rewards at your fingertips. You better use PointsBet. Download the app now. Experience it for yourself. Are you ready? Must be 21. Gambling problem. 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. We run through everything here coming up. Fun show tomorrow, too. Lou Finocchiaro, UFC expert. Lou's phenomenal. No, I've never seen a guy give out so many $2 dogs in cash in a UFC, ever. And then Brad Powers to talk FCS. 25 games. 25 football games this weekend. And a lot of double-digit spreads. Let's unleash hell. You got the hockey, the hot Blackhawks, 7-2 their last nine. Columbus has lost 4 of 5. A lot of this, I would look at goaltending and wait on the goaltending. NHL underscore goaltending is very good. A couple other sites out there. So we're on early, but still, make sure, I'll tell you why, with some of these goalies. But this Lankin kid's been unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
What a run he's on. I think his record is 8-3 and something with a couple overtime losses in there. But the kid's been great. Like what Edmonton does. Two teams headed in opposite directions. Edmonton, with the big come-from-behind victory the other night, they were down 3 goals, 1-4-3. All three games, Edmonton and Vancouver head-to-head have gone over. Edmonton's won 4 in a row. Vancouver's lost 10 of 12. They have a losing record when Mike Smith doesn't play. They're 5-0 when he's in there. So see what Edmonton does in goal tonight. And they're $1.32 at DraftKings and open $1.26. Total is 6.5. And again, all three games have gone up over here.
Do you want to bet the first period over again tonight?
I did. I went 2+ money. I see the same thing, yeah.
It's the only game on the board right now where it has a total of 2 in the
period. I'm sorry. There you go. Okay, $1.77 at DraftKings. Yes, I like that. Yeah, you had 3 goals in the first period
by
in the last
Canucks.
Meeting. Right.
And the total in the game is 6.5. Again, they are not going to 7 between these two teams.
Yep, there you go with DraftKings. Yeah, always shop around. That's very good. What will the Red Wings? I thought Mike Paul made a great point yesterday. Grice is 1-10-3. And they've been competitive and much better record with Bernier and playing some unders, too. So see what Detroit does in goal. And Nashville's $1.65 road favorite. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of the play on a team with the new coach angle. And I think Montreal comes out tonight and Montreal wins. Now, I understand what happened. They got off to the hot start. Then they lose 3 out of 4 to Ottawa. They spent the most money in the offseason on free agents. They upset the Penguins in the playoffs in the bubble and then had a good series and took Philly to 6. So there were big expectations. They spent a lot of cash. So I understand why the GM and other people weren't happy what was going on here. And then the streak. You can't lose to Ottawa. Come on. And what happened? And then Mahler was the fall guy. Because
clearly you can't because the coach got fired.
Yeah. And then Mueller was the fall guy because they were so bad with the special teams. So I like Montreal. And again, a good, you can get hot. Okay, once a team loses, fine, I'm off them. But you can get on streaks with the new coach angle and just jump off when they lose and see if you'll get a shot in the arm here for Montreal taking on the Jets. And I'm with Jeff Davis. I think they're a good team. I think they're going through a tough spot here. Like they said on the broadcast the other night about this is just considered a rough stretch when you're playing 82 games. But with a shortened season, you got to get going. Bruins and Islanders. They played the first time they played, it was 1-0.
Oh, this should be a great game.
And there's a 5-up. They put the 5-up. Islanders on a 4-0-1 under run. And we know how we feel about the Bruins, but $1.30 here. And I would see if it's Varlamov for the Islanders too, although I
no
imagine
doubt.
It will be. On the road, this is in play tonight, Nesson. On the road, Boston, 8-2, no goal in the first 10. No goal. On the road, Dallas, yes, 6-0. Pittsburgh on the road, yes, 8-1. Every road game but one has featured a goal in the first 10 with the Penguins on the road. And that could I think that cashes tonight. They're taking on the Capitals. Pittsburgh has beat Washington 4 of the last 5. 6.5 the game total at Circa. Washington a small home favorite there.
Did you end up betting any hockey last night? I made a couple of bets. I had the Kings again at that number. I had to go in at plus 140.
Absolutely.
I also took the Hurricanes, which was a loser, at plus 140 in that neighborhood. And they were blanked by the Lightning. But the
I
Kings
did stuff in play. I bet the Calgary under in play.
Okay.
6.5, 6, and 5.5 went
to. To your point on the Kings, though.
Yes.
Against this team, I mean, Kings were playing really, really good hockey. And again, the number was pretty much the same as it was the night before.
Yeah, how can St. Louis be $1.80? Number one, they're not playing well. Number two, they've lost 5 of 6 at home, and the Kings have won 6 in a row. Yep. Good spot with there. And then the Knights game was canceled. San Jose's got COVID issues. And then, so that's the card so far. What else could I mention? Edmonton, 15-6 overall, goal in the first 10.
Oh.
And that's your hockey tonight.
I wanted to bring this up in play. This is a good email that we got from Troy. He's been live betting, and this, you know, the before the game actually starts, like it's tough. Like betting the second period pregame or third period pregame, not available at some books. Maybe betting in play during a specific period as well to land might not be available everywhere as well. But this is a good email from Troy who does have it available, and this is something to absolutely keep your eye on. And Mike Palm has talked about this before. So when you're betting NHL periods, for example, the second period, third period, whatever, to the over, and these numbers are just juiced to the moon right away because these teams have been so golden at cashing. He said, if you wait a couple of minutes, last night, this is going back 2 nights now, the Capitals game, they've been blazing hot in the second period to the over a goal and a half. If he waited a couple of minutes, it came down to $1.21. That's when he hopped in. Usually the juice is about $1.90 to $2.10 before it starts. So if you wait, be patient, and you know you have to beg that they don't score a goal right away, you're going to get a better number. It makes so much sense. And that's to, you know, Mike Palm does that with soccer and with NHL betting because the numbers will shift quickly, by the way.
Price check, alert. I think it's time to jump in on the Mavs to win the Southwest. The Mavs are 2 games back of San Antonio.
I was thinking the same exact
thing. They're 15, but the news yesterday as the NBA unveiled the rest of the schedule for the season, the Spurs and Grizzlies have had issues on pause and COVID. The Spurs and Grizzlies have to play 40 games in 68 days. Number one, you're going to see some win totals get refunded. Because they're not going to be, one team has an outbreak, that'll do it. And then that'll shut it down. Or if there's more bad weather, and but still, 40 games in 68 days. And even if they get them all in, right? Come on. That's a tough task right there. I don't care how many young players you have if you're the Grizzlies. So Dallas only 2 back, and they have a big game tonight. They're at 500. They take on Philly, who's 13-2 at home.
Well, I wanted to make the case for the Mavericks during the show, but the number has been dropping. In fact, it was 5.5 before we did in pocket. Yeah. I'm sorry, earlier in the show it was 5.5. By the time we got to in pocket, it had already moved, and now it looks like painted across the board, Philadelphia is laying 4.5 tonight in the game.
Okay.
So it keeps coming down a little bit to the maps.
Not much on the card tonight in the association. The big game at night in terms of, it should be a shootout. Pelicans and Bucks. 23-3-1 overrun now for the Pelicans?
It's in that neighborhood. Yeah.
Okay.
It's 240, 2.5. I actually see DraftKings now up to 243 in the game.
And you're on the Knicks. They've covered 10 in a row in the first half.
I like that one.
They're at home against the Kings. And no good with Atlanta first quarter. The Bucks again. The Bucks, though, are in action, as I just mentioned. They're on a 1-10 ATS run in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. So the slow starts continue for Milwaukee. See if there's something there. And we're getting into it now. You know, at least I am. As now the Horizon League starts tonight. You see a lot of conference tournaments start this weekend with the little guys, and it's a good card with some big games. Boise State and San Diego State. Richie Bacciolari likes Boise plus 7. Lenardi has Boise a 10 seed. They're in first place in the Mountain West. He has San Diego State a 9. Thinks it's too much respect for the Aztecs.
He made him, what, 3.5, he said?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Likes Idaho's, his biggest bet, Idaho State, plus the points against Montana.
It is, yeah, plus 3.
Oregon and Stanford and USC Colorado, two big games in the Pac-12. Belmont, important for bubble talk, and because Belmont's 24-1. They are at Eastern Kentucky tonight. I think that's too high, laying 9 on the road. And then they take on Morehead State Saturday. They win these two games, I don't care what happens in the conference tournament. You're 26-1? Got to put them in.
The number has moved, by the way. It's down to 7.5.
Okay, 9 was too high. All right.
High total. No surprise here between, you know, when they're involved. It's 161.5.
And the Big Ten. What a job Howard's doing with Michigan. Only one loss. And Iowa, can Iowa get stops tonight? Now, doesn't that seem a little cheap with Michigan here? Maybe a letdown after the big win against Ohio State, and the Buckeyes are taking on Sparty, and can Izzo do it again?
Well, I know Richie.
They upset Illinois the other night.
I know Richie was saying that he has to take the points. Iowa now has a couple other players back. Frederick now back in the lineup. But I'm not high in this Iowa team. I don't think they're very good. I know they have Garza
they're
down low.
Watch,
they're fun to watch, sure, but just the defensive problems that have been noted since actually before the season started. Uh-huh. It's been an ongoing problem throughout the entire year. It's not going away. And just Michigan is a machine. And what sucks is I had Michigan 80-1 last year, and then they were playing great basketball at the beginning of the season. They got worse. They were probably going to be like an 8 or a 9 seed in the tournament. Never bet them this year. I know Matt Eumanns has them 30-1, and I thought it was going to be wait till next year to bet with on Michigan because he has good recruiting classes coming in. But Juwan Howard is evidently there's no I can't believe I'm saying this. There's basically no drop off from John Beilein to Juwan Howard. With the success on the court anyway. And Beilein, to me, was the best coach in college basketball.
Yeah. Open 3 here at Circa.
Wow.
5.5 now. Okay. And again, why this is going to be tough for the NBA to fit this in. All this stuff is set. The play-in games are May 18th through the 21st. The playoffs start Saturday, May 22nd. As Adam Silver said, it's going to be hard to fit all these games in. You know, when you look at win totals, and then the Spurs and Grizzlies have to play 40 games in 68 days.
Right.
Or just what if someone else has issues? You know, a lot of games have been postponed already going back. So that came out yesterday.
Yeah. By the way, one more note on college basketball tonight. I'm trying to find the latest number here on the Illinois game. They're going to be without their best player tonight, the way it appears. That's the news that's coming down. And Illinois, this number has dropped significantly. Last night on the overnight, I believe at some spots, it was Illinois 17.5. I'm seeing the Illini right now down to 14 and maybe 14.5 against Nebraska. So it's dropped already a good 3.5 points. I'm not sure how much more it's going to come down. And I don't think I'm going to hop in. It's probably a little bit too late to take Nebraska at this point. When the opener was 17.5 and I'm looking at 14.5 right now.
Fun show.
That was great.
Good job. Good content.
Draft
prop. Excursion was money. Got some college hoops in there. Roper. Great to talk to Roper. Operation Odessa.
And a great show lined up again tomorrow as
that's
well.
That's right.